The final trainload of coal was delivered to the Navajo Generating Station in northern Arizona this week. It signals the closure of the Kayenta mine that feeds it and spells the beginning of the end of the plant itself. The NGS is one of the largest sources of greenhouse gas emissions in the country, and its owner's announcement that they would close the plant in 2017 sparked years of battles over its future. So what does this final load of coal mean for the plant and the mine and the hundreds of people who work there? For more on that, I got a hold of the Arizona Republic's Ryan Randazzo.
Well, they've got a pile of coal outside of the plant that they say will last 42 days if they burn at 100% capacity, which they haven't been able to do very much this summer because the plant's been having some problems. But that would mean they're going to, you know, have the plant operating into October at least.
So remind us what this means for the people who work there and the impact this will have on that community and particularly on the tribe there.
Well, a couple of communities, you know, dramatically impacted by this. The first is Kayenta on the Navajo Reservation, and that's where the miners were working and many of them living in that area. Mm-hmm. Those folks can try to transfer to another mine owned by Peabody Energy, but there are none in Arizona. So that would mean a minimum relocation to like New Mexico for those folks, if there's even a position available. So immediately, most of those people are out of work. And at the peak, there were more than 300 folks working at that mine. They're going to keep a few on staff to reclaim the massive coal pits out there, but there's just going to be a devastating loss of jobs and economic benefit in that region. Eventually, when the power plant closes, you're going to lose jobs in Page as well. But SRP has pledged to find a job within the company for every one of the 433 workers who were at the plant when the closure was announced. And I understand that they've relocated around 200 or so of those folks already, and some are retiring, and the rest are waiting for an offer from the company.
Well, that's quite a few. These are sort of the immediate impacts of these closures. But what is the long-term impact we're looking at, especially when it comes to the long-term impact on the tribe and the budget there?
Yeah, both the Navajo and Hopi tribes are going to have to patch massive holes in their budget from the lease payments they get from the power plant and the mine and the coal royalties, you know, as well as the employment. And it's just not clear how they're going to do that at this point. Just like our state legislature, those tribal councils will have to get together and assess their next year's budget and very likely have to make some dramatic cuts.
Yeah. And this is, you're talking about a community that already has really high rates of poverty.
Sure. I mean, something like 50% unemployment rate on the Navajo Reservation and similar on Hopi, and really just not any other industry, particularly on the Arizona side of the Navajo Reservation. They do have a coal mine and coal plant in New Mexico, but again, that's quite some distance from Kayenta and Page.
So let's back up a moment and talk about how we got here. There were multiple efforts to save or sell the mine and the generating station. Tell us what happened and how we ended up at this moment.
Well, I mean, going back even farther, first, Salt River Project spent about 5 years negotiating with the EPA and environmental groups to keep this coal plant operating. And then in 2017, when the economics turned around and they realized they could save quite a bit of money by switching to natural gas and renewables, then the owners, the co-owners of the plant, including Salt River Project and Arizona Public Service, voted to close it. But they said that they would convey it to another party that wanted to take it over, if any such party existed. And the coal mine and the Hopi tribe and the Navajo tribe tried really hard to find someone who would come in and run this plant. And there was a proposed buyer. It's unclear exactly what they wanted to do, and it didn't seem like they were going to run it at full capacity. But they wanted to force the Central Arizona Project Canal to buy the electricity, and that wasn't going to work for that canal. Mm-hmm. And without, you know, a guaranteed buyer of the power, that proposal fell through. Then, as you mentioned, the Navajo tribe looked at taking over the plant, and that fell through as well. So now it is winding down and going to close before the end of the year.
And Ryan, as we look forward, there's also been a lot of talk about creating a renewable energy industry on the Navajo Nation. There's a big faction within the tribe that wants to go in that direction. Any sense that those plans might materialize?
Well, there've definitely been efforts in the past to develop wind and solar on the reservation, and they've had limited success. But I imagine that with the actual closure of this plant, that those efforts are going to be redoubled. And I would expect in the next year or so that we see a major announcement. I think the utilities that are closing this plant realize how important that is to the communities there and how much demand there is for that. Mm-hmm. So both APS and SRP are investing heavily in renewables, and it just wouldn't surprise me to see, you know, a big investment on the Navajo reservation, but we haven't seen it yet.
All right. That's the Arizona Republic's Ryan Randazzo. Ryan, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.